Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. And while fame is the ultimate prize in Tinseltown, underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. Binge this season of Variety Confidential from Variety, Hollywood's number one entertainment news source and iHeart podcasts. 6 episodes are waiting for you right now to dive into the secret history of the casting couch, to explore the scandalous history of Hollywood's casting process. Listen to Variety Confidential on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kiss FM. Ah, Mariana in the back room, you like that song, do you?
Everyone likes that song.
Yeah, I saw you vibing out.
I was.
I should have held that song for tomorrow.
That song is like 20 years old.
So still, good.
I know it. I do know it.
It slams.
Every time I put it on,
slams,
I get in a good mood. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Well, sure does.
Don't be shy. When you hear Fitty on the radio, move. Move. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow's Sydney's birthday. We're on the precipice.
Yeah, okay. We're ready. Excited.
Do you want us to do something special tomorrow?
No, please, no.
Oh, that means we'll do it.
No, I just want you to do something special for my 40th next year. Like, big.
We should start planning now.
Exactly. Start planning now.
All right.
Mark's shaking his head in panic. He's like, what does she want?
Oh, we have the 20th anniversary next year. That's gonna be busy.
I got good news, though, Mark. Her birthday falls on Saturday next year.
Oh.
So pressure's off.
Pressure's off. What? That means we're not going to celebrate it?
No. Just saying Mark has less pressure. It's not a show day.
Yeah.
You know, he takes it all about show days.
We still have to celebrate it.
We will celebrate, but it's the eve of. We'll really celebrate it in the wild the next day.
That's true. Let's go.
Where
big.
Do you want to have it?
I don't know. I think I want to do a big party next year.
Yeah, I did a, you know, I did 40 people for my 40th. So it's 20 people in a guest, which is huge for me.
That is massive for you.
I know, it's a lot. I did 40 people.
That's
40,
cute.
40, 40.
I do kind of like that. I could probably cap my guest list at 40.
Right.
And you could not.
It would be tough, but
well,
I think I could.
Your family's like 50.
Well, then I would have no family. It would just be friends.
Oh, fun. We have a year. We have a year and a day.
Yeah. Maybe we do like multiple days of it, you know? One is family, one is friends.
Look how excited she is for her 40th.
I am. I think, you know, that'll be a whole new decade.
I really enjoy
each decade. You've only lived into it.
Three.
I know. Well, the first one's really
two
don't
is
count.
An adult.
But I'm telling you, I lived for my 20s. I feel like I really thrived in them. And I really enjoyed my 30s. This is my last final year in my 30s. And I'm excited for my 40s. And I'm
well, it's good to be sissy today.
People get like, you know, down themselves like, oh, that's going to, you know, you feel like you're getting old or whatever. I don't feel that way. I get excited for new decades, new years.
Yeah, I sounded growing. That way. I sounded that way.
And what do you sound? You get excited. You don't feel like you're getting older, do you?
I am convinced I'm going backwards. Like, I am in my own head still 35.
Oh. Well, that's a good thing.
I know.
Okay,
but it's not real, but it's good. Like, I'm fooling myself, but it works for me.
That's kind of like society. I feel like...
Yeah. Don't play this game. Don't play this game where you look at it and look at what you think you should be. Play
exactly.
This game about what you feel.
Yes. And that's how I feel.
Modern people, Tanya. We are modern people.
Modern people.
Amen, baby.
All right. Kelly Clarkson, modern woman.
That's
now,
right.
Kelly Clarkson was on with us yesterday. You know what I love about her? She's legit. I mean, she's legit and she's raw and she's real. Like, there's not a lot of performance with Kelly Clarkson.
Right. I love her.
She is who she is.
Tanya has a trending report.
So she revealed that she decided to end her marriage after realizing that the whole family was unhappy and that they deserved better.
Wow.
And she made this revelation during a conversation with the one and only Glennon Doyle, who wrote a memoir about her own divorce. It's called Untamed. I read the book and it changed my life. But Glennon said that the moment she realized that, contrary to what she'd been told, ending her marriage actually made her a good mother. She said, "We're trained to believe to avoid it at all costs, a broken family. When she realized, oh my God, I'm staying in this marriage for my daughter, but would I want this marriage for her?" And that is what really struck a chord with Kelly, so much so that she realized she needed out of her marriage. And I was reading this story, and I am such a fan of this Glennon Doyle book, Untamed. I really, like, I got so much from it. I think I read it like 2 years ago now. But this is my strong pitch to have Glennon Doyle on this show.
Well pitched.
Yeah. I'm down.
She's incredible.
So it's interesting. That moment, and a lot of people listening right now have had to have that moment. That moment where you just, you know it, but you don't know how to really execute it, that you've got to make a change, and that that change in the long run, while painful in the short, is going to be better for you and, as you said, her family.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I mean, you don't want to admit defeat.
Right.
You don't want to admit that you were wrong, that you took this world and this life and this person that you saw so much in, you made a bad decision.
Right.
Or you didn't see what others saw. I mean, all that stuff's so difficult.
Deep.
I could not be an artist and write about it and then have to go sing the songs.
Yeah.
I could not do it. I mean, she said to us, like, this is going to be real for me. She said to us, Kelly Clarkson told us hours ago, it's the most nervous I've ever been to release an album. Normally, I'm not nervous.
Yeah.
Just for the first time, nervous. Tickets to go see Drake and 21 Savage. Keep Farm next.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. And while fame is the ultimate prize in Tinseltown, underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. Binge this season of Variety Confidential from Variety, Hollywood's number one entertainment news source and iHeart podcasts. 6 episodes are waiting for you right now to dive into the secret history of the casting couch, to explore the scandalous history of Hollywood's casting process. Listen to Variety Confidential on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.